Roman Granger knew there were few advantages to being a badass over the age of 30, especially when you had a 13-year-old son. But this was one of those times when he could put his badassery skill set to good use. "No," he told the naked woman standing in his living room. "I don't want whipped cream sprayed in my boxer shorts." Roman added the look, the slight sneer, chin down, the stare that he hoped conveyed that this whole whipped cream thing stood no chance whatsoever of happening. The naked woman, Tiffany Ann Baker, stuck out her bottom lip in what he supposed was meant to be a playful pout, and she crooked her index finger, also playfully, for him to come to her. Roman wanted to tell her that if seeing her stark naked hadn't already caused him to move in her direction, then a crooked finger sure wasn't going to do the trick. "How'd you get in my house?" he asked. She smiled, as if that was a good response to his snarled question.
"Your housekeeper let me in before she left to do some errands. Oh, and she said to tell you that the upstairs toilet is making a gurgling sound. She jiggled the handle, but that didn't work."
Then he needed to have a chat with his live-in housekeeper, Anita, about allowing in women with whipped cream cans. Apparently, he also needed to call a plumber. "You can't stay," Roman spelled out to Tiffany Ann. "My son, Tate, will be home from school soon." Plus, even if Tate hadn't been on his way, Roman would have passed on the whipped cream sex. He'd just walked in from an overnight business trip where he'd been kicked by a rodeo bronco that he'd been in the process of buying. He was in pain, tired, and hungry. Tiffany Ann would have stood a better chance of enticing him into having sex if she'd brought him a cheeseburger and some extra strength ibuprofen.
"Oh, you devil, you,"
Tiffany Ann purred. Using the nozzle of the whipped cream like a wand, she waved it over her body. "You can't make me believe that you don't want more of this." Believe it. Since the badass look wasn't working, Roman tried a different approach. He picked up her clothes that she'd tossed on the back of his sofa and handed them to her. "Get dressed and leave. Sorry, but I don't want to have to explain a Brazilian strip wax and nipple piercings to my son when he comes through that door." Of course, Tate probably knew all about it. He was 13, after all, almost 14. But Roman didn't want him to have a visual of the woman his dad had hooked up with twice. Tiffany Ann stared, as if waiting for him to change his mind. When she realized that wasn't going to happen, she huffed, threw the whipped cream, and started dressing. The can smacked into the fireplace and started spewing. Tiffany Ann was spewing in her own way, too, because her eyes narrowed and she jerked on her clothes as if she'd declared war on them.
"I thought we had a connection, Roman,"
she grumbled. "We had sex," he corrected. "Remember, we discussed it before we got naked, and I told you that I wasn't looking for a relationship?" It was easy for Roman to recall that, because he had that same chat with all his potential lovers. Between his job as a rodeo promoter and being a single dad, he didn't have time for anything more than just casual sex. And hell in a big-ass handbasket, it wasn't as if he was the relationship type anyway. That's why he had a 3-fuck rule. 3 times or less was just casual sex, but anything more than that strayed into commitment territory. He'd spelled out that rule to Tiffany Ann. Despite that spelling out, Roman could tell from Tiffany Ann's body language and expression that she hadn't bought it. He could almost predict what she was going to say. "I thought I could change your mind. I didn't believe you were serious when you said that." Or, "I was certain that I was different from every other woman and that you really cared about me." He did care, just not in the way that Tiffany Ann or any other woman would ever want. That ship had sailed a long time ago. But Tiffany Ann didn't say any of those things, or even a variation of them.
"I hope your toilet explodes and dumps pee water all over your stupid head,"